The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you so much, Craig. I think we need a little bit more there. Killer. So yesterday we were all very rocked and thrown back on our heels by the death of Ozzy Osbourne. When news came out, we knew immediately that Catman would be comatose with grief.
Tough day for the Catman.
Tough day for the Catman, who is our resident heavy metal guy. And Ozzy was a guy who scared the living hell out of me when I was a kid. So creepy. And really kind of scared me to death until the Osbournes TV show came out in the 90s, early aughts.
Yeah.
Some late 90s, early aughts, somewhere.
And you realize just what a cartoon he was.
Yeah.
But Ozzy dies at the age of 76, which, if you've lived like Ozzy,
I think a pretty good number.
It means that you would have lived to 128 had you not been Ozzy.
I wasn't a huge Black Sabbath fan, or, you know, I never went to an Ozzy show, but I did think when I first heard him, that is a really cool voice, and especially for that type of rock. I thought his voice was really cool.
Yeah, because and I hope I don't step on any of your toes here, Giorgio, but I think Rob Halford had a pretty good voice, you know.
I liked
his voice, but there were a lot of those guys with the high-pitched heavy metal guys that I couldn't stand that voice.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stand any of that stuff, and Ozzy did have an unusual voice for that. It was a little bit lower, and it made the rounds, this viral video. I say it's hard to say it was viral because it was big news at the time when it happened, when he gave his final concert, turns out to be his final performance, on July 5th in his hometown of Birmingham, England. He reunited with Black Sabbath in their Back to the Beginning farewell tour or show. And so the Black Sabbath guys get together, and Ozzy, who had already announced that he was suffering from Parkinson's, so everyone knew Ozzy was having some serious health problems, and he didn't perform standing up. He's sitting in a throne, center stage, a black leather throne that has, on the top of the back of the wing back, it has a huge bat above, and Ozzy's sitting there in a huge black metal jacket, black leather jacket.
Still playing the part.
Yeah, still playing the part with his dark eyeliner on, and he sang his iconic song, Mama, I'm Coming Home. So I figured I'd play you a little bit of the audio of this, and we'd evaluate what 76-year-old Parkinson Ozzy sounds like.
Oh, poop.
Wait, why is it
poop?
Why is it not coming through the deal of the thing?
You don't have that. It's not plugged in. The hot dog's not plugged in all the way.
It is plugged in all the way. That's what's weird about
it. Hot dog?
It.
No.
I mean, looked like there it was should space. Be working. Oh, crap me.
There heard something.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Noony. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's all I can do.
I think he sounds great for 76 years old and going what he's going through.
I listened to this and I thought, because I was trying to determine a few things. One, if it's already tracked and he's just miming to it. But if it was pre-tracked and he's just miming to it, they clearly went with an older Ozzy voice, and I think he sounds pretty good.
I asked Kat about that at dinner last night. Ozzy was a big topic at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think Kat saw him recently.
He did. He saw him just
not
a couple
long
of months ago,
yeah.
I want to say. Yeah.
And I said, well, he's so old and in bad shape. Is he tracking a voice? He said no. He said occasionally he has a shadow singer helping him, guy that plays keyboard side stage. But he said that's his actual voice. He's actually singing.
Well, I think he did a great job. I mean, it's clearly rough. You know, he's got a little bit of roughness in it that he didn't have before. But he's hitting the pitches, and I don't know whether he's using a little bit of auto-tune to help him out on that or what, but I think that this was a perfect, perfect final performance from Ozzy, because it was in his hometown, and it's with the Black Sabbath guys, And the lineup of this show that they did, it was I think it was also a charity kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did, there was some charity element to this concert. But listen to the lineup that they had. They had also performing was Metallica, Guns N' Roses. I guess these were all people that played with him. Pantera, Slayer, guys from Tool, guys from Lamb of God, Billy Corgan, Steven Tyler, Tom Morello, Sammy Hagar, Anthrax, Alice in Chains, Zakk Wylde. I mean,
wow.
What a huge group of musicians there for Ozzy's final send-off. And it was somewhat, even though it was Ozzy and you're always expecting him to die, it was somewhat of a surprise, apparently, that he even died. Like, it took his family by surprise. It wasn't like he was on the deathbed and it was the, hey, you really need to fly in because Ozzy only had...
You know,
I think it was somewhat of a surprise at the end.
Well, he was a legend.
I know it. I know. And I was actually informed by a young person that something texted me and said, hey, Ozzy died. Like, freaked out. A teenager who knows Ozzy and is into it and...
Yeah.
And knew what a legend he was.
That was also a big topic at dinner. Corby claimed that 90% of people age 15 to 90 knew Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's true?
90%?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's a very unique, identifiable name.
Yeah.
Do you think pretty much everybody knew of Ozzy when they heard the news yesterday?
Okay, well, when someone told me on the practice field, my first thought was Ozzy Smith. Because all they said was Ozzy died.
Oh.
And I went, what?
And we will hear an interview this week of me asking a player. And he was part of the 10% that did not know who Ozzy was.
Well, that's what Donovan said.
Michael Parson.
That said that what?
He could go through the community, and there's a good chance that there's a... I don't know, maybe a 50-50 kind of proposition if they even had any idea who he was. Now, then it got changed to, do you know the name? Even if you don't know much about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably pretty close to 90%.
I don't know. Let's see. So, Ozzy, one member of the community I saw did tweet out about Ozzy talking about losing a legend. It was Flavor Flav. It was so weird seeing Flavor Flav
shows, I guess. So.
Tweet about Ozzy, talking about what a legend he was, and I guess Flava was one of the guys who inducted Ozzy into the Rock and Roll, or somehow involved in that, and had his picture with Ozzy. I saw a creepy AI-generated video of Ozzy doing his final performance, and then his face kind of morphs a little bit younger, and he steps out of the chair and into this scene from 10 years before when he was accepting an award, and then that plays for a little bit, and then his face morphs younger again, and it jumps into this other scene of him, another notable time in his life.
Like the Jimmy Johnson thing.
And goes all the way back to when Ozzy first started. And it was like seamless video.
Yeah, they did that during the Super Bowl broadcast with Jimmy's
career. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was creepy.
It is creepy. That's going to be the new normal.
What do you think his net worth was at the time of his death?
He couldn't have been good with his money.
I'll go...
$60 million.
George is so good with this stuff. I can't wait for his pressure.
Guest. I'm saying $60 million.
I'll go $90
million. According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, $220 million.
Jeez. Wow.
I guess he made a lot from the TV show in addition to his career.
Yeah,
you're talking about a long career, too, that went back to the early 70s for... And I don't know how they work their deal. But
God, that TV show is so good for him.
Yeah.
Because it made him it endeared him to a whole new set of people. And it did me, too. I remember, what was it that he was yelling about? I don't know whether he couldn't get the Saran wrap off a turkey dinner or something. I don't know what it was. It was a DVD case. I think he couldn't open the DVD case.
Sharon!
And he had to call Sharon for help. And
overcast.
And then this way they cuss around their kids. That was always funny. And then when he was she wanted him to do something and he, I can't do, I'm the effing Prince of Darkness, I can't do.
See, maybe Corby's right, because the 60s, 70s, and 80s, people knew him for music, and then that show came on in 02. Then a whole new generation got real familiar with him.
Yeah.
So maybe everybody kind of does know Ozzy.
I saw a performance at the California Jam. Do you remember when they used to put those on late at night?
Yeah.
In the 70s, and it was Ozzy from 1974. And it was pretty cool. It was a really good show.
I love going and seeing those old concerts. I love seeing the old concerts back before auto-tune and tracking and all the enhancements that we have today, because you're getting these real performances. The sad thing is a lot of record companies and a lot of artists have gone back to their old footage and pitch corrected.
Oh, no.
And sweetened the audio. And a lot of times on YouTube, you have to search for forever multiple versions of an old concert to find one that has not been altered.
This one had not been altered.
Uh-oh.
You could tell. I mean, he was a little offbeat with the way he was clapping. And,
Ozzy was altered at the time.
He was very altered. But no, he had not been pitch corrected. But it was a great show.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, we'll talk more, obviously, about this at 7:15 in Muse and the Use, the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Two parts of a trifecta I would not have predicted. Malcolm Jamal Warner and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, pretty wild.
They're going to be sharing an apartment for eternity. That's weird.
All right, Gordo, thank you.